Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Pluto, is it a planet? Is it a dwarf planet? That is almost irrelevant to the story that Ken Croswell, Dr. Ken Croswell, author most recently of The Lives of Stars, brings us, thanks to reporting of a new theory, speculation, plan by scientists observing the planet. This appears in Science News. Pluto is the ninth planet, but it is odd because where the other planets rotate around the sun on a plane, like a plate, Pluto is completely discontinuous with that, has its own version of what it means to be a planet in our solar system. How did it get that way? Ken, a very good evening to you. Did I say correctly that Pluto is out of the solar plane and at the same time we don't know how it got there? Good evening to you, Ken.
Good evening, John. Well, Pluto's a little bit out of the plane, but actually we're all out of the plane because it turns out that the sun actually has a 7-degree tilt itself toward that plane of the planets. This is a fact that's not widely known among non-astronomers, I think, but the whole solar system is kind of tilted a little bit relative to the sun. And it's possible that that occurred maybe long ago when other stars were very near it in the cluster of stars that gave birth to the sun. Their gravitational influence may have altered the plane of the solar system. But yes, Pluto is a little bit out of the plane. Its orbit makes a 17-degree tilt relative to the plane of the Earth's orbit.
Now, we did visit Pluto, at least the mission New Horizons flew by it. And what we witnessed was a planet unlike any other we'd ever seen. As I recall, it had a mix of mountains that were made out of water ice, in my memory, and valleys and rivers that were made out of other chemicals. But there was no one thing of Pluto. It was all different shapes. It even had, as I recall, a profile that had been unpredicted. Is all that correct, what we know of Pluto?
Well, Pluto is so cold, it's about 400 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, that water, which we consider a liquid here on Earth, is as hard as rock on Pluto. And so there are mountains miles high that are made of water ice. And the planet has an atmosphere, just as Earth does, made of nitrogen. Our atmosphere is made mostly of nitrogen. Pluto's atmosphere is made almost entirely of nitrogen. And perhaps the biggest surprise was that there are regions of Pluto that are have very few craters, and that indicates those regions are quite young.
Now, the threat. As I understand it, Pluto is vulnerable to a passing star. Are there passing stars, and vulnerable how?
Yes, there are stars passing the solar system all the time. Right now, the closest star system to the sun is the Alpha Centauri star system. It's a triple star located 4.3 light years from Earth. That's pretty far away compared with the near encounters that were studied in this new investigation that is reported on in Science News. And in particular, the study finds that not only is Pluto at risk, but so is the Earth. But the danger for Pluto is that the passing stars will alter its relation to Neptune. Now, Neptune is the giant planet farthest from the sun. And right now, Pluto's in a really nice situation. It's in a 3-2 resonance with Neptune, which means that every three times Neptune orbits the sun, Pluto orbits the sun twice. And that keeps Pluto safe from Neptune because at its closest to the sun, Pluto actually cuts inside the orbit of Neptune. But because of that 3-2 resonance, whenever the two planets are the same distance from the sun, they're always really far from each other. And in fact, Pluto actually comes closer to the planet Uranus than it ever does to Neptune in the current situation. But the danger is, according to this new work, is that a passing star, the gravitational influence of a passing star, could alter that resonance and, in fact, completely knock Pluto out of that resonance. And at that point, Pluto could start passing close to the various giant planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. And one of those planets could fling Pluto out of the solar system, just as Jupiter has flung the Voyager spacecraft out into interstellar space. That's one possibility for Pluto. Another possibility is that the planet could actually crash into one of the giant planets. But the more likely possibility is it would be ejected into interstellar space. And the chance of this happening is, it's not great, but it's not tiny either. It's about 4% over the next 5 billion years, according to this new study reported in Science News.
All right, so Pluto could possibly be flung out of the solar system. How does that affect Earth? What is our danger?
Well, our danger has nothing to do with Pluto, but it does have to do with these passing stars. We've known for a long time that the planet Mercury is in trouble because Mercury has an orbit that's almost as elliptical as Pluto's orbit. Okay? And it turns out that the gravity of Jupiter, which is the most massive planet in our solar system, can make that elliptical orbit even more elliptical. And there's about a 1% chance that over the next 5 billion years, Mercury's orbit will get so elliptical that it will crash into either the Sun or into Venus. And what this new work finds, reported on at the Science News website, is that the passing stars, the gravitational influence of the passing stars, raises this danger and threatens the Earth. Because once Mercury goes haywire, Venus or Mars could end up crashing into Earth, or we could get flung into the Sun, or we could get thrown toward Jupiter, whose gravity would then eject Earth completely out of the solar system and into interstellar space. Now, the good news, before you start worrying about this, the good news is that over the next 5 billion years, the chance of any of those horrible things happening to the Earth is only 0.2%. So that's 1 in 500. So it's not something to worry about. And also, if it did happen, it's going to happen over a period of the next 5 billion years. So it's not something to worry about. But the new work is interesting because it finds that these passing stars, the gravitational influence of these passing stars does make the solar system more unstable than we had thought.
We have about a minute, Ken. What's the frequency of the passing stars? Because I see that they act as disruptors. How often?
Thankfully, it's pretty rare. The most dangerous stars are the ones that come closest because then their gravity affects us most. And right now, as I mentioned, Alpha Centauri is the nearest star system. Right. And it's maybe 250,000 times farther from the Sun than the Earth is. The danger zone is if you get a star coming within about 100 times the Sun-Earth distance of the Sun. At that point, then things can go bad, and the possibility of that happening over the next 5 billion years is about 5%. In other words, the chance that a star will pass that close to the solar system is about 5% over the next 5 billion years.
Final 30 seconds, Ken. Is there evidence that this happened once before to the solar system, that it was scrambled by a passing star?
Well, as I mentioned, the Sun is tilted 7 degrees to the solar system plane. And that presumably happened in the birth cluster when we were born with probably thousands of other stars. And so there were lots of close stars dead. And then after leaving the birth cluster, it's possible that a passing star may have affected the outer planets.
Right.
In particular, Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus have somewhat elliptical orbits that might be explained in that way.
Ken Crosswell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.